Father, encounter us today by your fire. Encounter us today by your fire. Encounter us today by your fire. If I be a man of God, encounter us today by your mighty fire, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for every hand that is raised right now, that you meet them at their level of expectation. In the name of Jesus, that as they've come into this place, upon this commission tonight, today, wherever they may be, I pray that you encounter them today by your fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You can take your seats right now in this place if you can. Even in the comment section right now, put it there right now. Encounter me by your fire, mighty God. Encounter me by your fire, oh God. Look at someone next to you and say, encounter me today, oh God. Encounter me by your fire. Encounter me by your fire. You know, one encounter with God, one encounter with his fire, you get so set ablaze, you cannot stay in one place. You know what's interesting about fire? I'll give you three attributes about fire. Fire first consumes. Is it not so? It consumes whatever is in its way. The second thing about fire, it is noticed from afar off. In other words, it brings light. Many people will come to your light because of the fire you carry on the inside of you. In the name of Jesus. And it will bring glory to God. The third thing about fire is this. It brings heat where there was once cold. So right now, whatever may be barren in your life, let me tell you, when the fire of God encounters that thing where there was cold before, it brings heat. You bring the heat. Say that after me. I bring the heat. You have the mighty fire on the inside of you. You bring the heat. That means circumstances, situations cannot stay the same because you've had an encounter with the mighty fire of God. I was praying this week and I asked the Lord, Lord, what is it that you'd like me to share this Friday, as we're now mentioned to me that I need to preach this Friday. I began to pray and I said, Lord, what is it that you'd have me share? And I tried to fast, by the way. Me and fasting, eish. I'm just going to mention that as a side note. I aspire. I push hard. I tried. I'm pushing. So the Lord said to me, Jade, preach a message titled Pushing. Look at somebody else and say, I'm pushing. Look at someone else and say, I'm pushing. I'm pushing. Look at someone next to you and say, I'm pushing. Here we go. Pushing. I'm pushing. Now push someone next to you and say, I'm pushing. Thank God they spelt this correctly. Glory be to God for our designer, Azzy. But praise God, in the comment section right now, take a moment and declare that I'm pushing. If you have your Bibles, I want you quickly to turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 32 to 39, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 to 39. And I have a word from the Lord for every single one of you today, because I believe that in this hour, we're called to push on. We're called to press on towards the goal. See, Philippians chapter 3, Paul writes and he says this. He says that I forget what lies behind me and I press on towards the goal. Forgetting what lies behind me. Forgetting the mistakes that I've made. Forgetting what the world is saying about me. Forgetting what is behind me because I cannot change it. I press on towards the goal. See, in Hebrews chapter 10. Are you all there? Hebrews chapter 10 verse 32 to 39. I want to read this to you quickly. And if you're taking notes, I encourage you to take notes. I said this before, I'll say it again. If you want to be a person who's noteworthy, make sure you take notes. If you want to be taken note of, take notes. I'm not talking about if you're single. Okay, that was a bit... Anyway. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 to 39. The Bible says this. Think back on those early days when you first learned about Christ. Remember how you remained faithful even though it meant terrible suffering. You know, when you get saved, you have that like fresh zeal about you. Like, man, I just got saved. Hallelujah. How are you doing? I'm blessed. Shakata. You just come from church. Oh, yes, I just glory to God. How's your exam? Oh, blessed be God. You get your marks back? Yes, glory. I went from glory to glory. And strength to... No, Pentecostalize everything when you just got saved. Verse 33, the Bible says this. Sometimes you were exposed to public ridicule and were beaten. And sometimes you helped others who were suffering the same things. Catch this. This is when you just got saved. That time you were full of fire. And then you had some family. Those uncles and aunts, they're not here today. Maybe you're watching right now. Maybe you're one of them that just extinguished someone's fire. Maybe they're like, you're too serious about this Christian thing. Have you ever had someone tell you that? Don't you think you're being too much? Don't you think that you're speaking too much about this Christian thing? Don't you think that you're too extra? Shout this off. Say this off to me. Say, I'm pushing. Whether you like it or not, I'm pushing. You see, you need to be a game changer because the world is already full of players. You need to decide today. Settle down. No, I'm not talking about Adam and Eve here. I want you to say this after me and declare it. I'm pushing. That's right. Come on. You need to be a game changer because the world is full of players. Too many of us are wanting to play with Christ. You know what? One day on Friday, then on Sunday, then the whole week. Yo, I'm a neighbor, I'm a neighbor, I'm a neighbor. The whole week we're busy playing, but on Sunday, I'm pushing. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Even you come down the ramp, you're like, oh, blessed be God. You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, hey, can't you play? I'm pushing. Say that up, declare it now. I'm pushing. In the comment section, I'm pushing. Glory. You suffered along with those who were thrown into jail, and when all you owned was taken away from you, you accepted it with joy. Hey, Paul, this guy is speaking some real things here. You knew there were better things awaiting you that were lost forever. You see, we're so busy trying to get. We're still trying to get our hands on things, trying to get our hands in this place, trying to get ourselves connected to this connection, trying to get yourself shooting your shot. You're too busy pulling instead of pushing. And you see, we've gotten so caught up. Catch this. We've gotten so caught up pulling the weights of our past, pulling the mistakes of our past, pulling who we used to be, that we forget to push the ultimate goal, which is to seek after the kingdom of God first and His righteousness. Shout, I'm pushing. The Bible says this in verse 35. So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Catch this. This precedes what I just read. This precedes what you just heard. That when you get ridiculed for being a Christian, that when you go through the most for being a Christian, that you recognize pushing for Christ, I'm not going to be pulled back to who I used to be. I'm pushing towards that goal. I'm pushing towards knowing Christ more. I'm pushing towards Him. Because the Bible says, as I draw near unto Him, He draws near unto me. See, so many of us are feeling distant from God. I've even said to myself, yo, I feel distant from God. And then I look back and I wonder what I'm pulling. The only things that should be following you, and I decree this over your life, are goodness and mercy that follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Shout, I'm pushing. Man, let me tell you, when I wake up in the morning now, I'm very intentional about this. Even Judah asked me the other day, Daddy, I was like, you thought I was talking to someone. I don't know. You thought I was talking to someone. I look back and I said, goodness and mercy, you follow me. Because the Bible declares that as I serve the Lord, I shall dwell in His house forever. And goodness and mercy must follow me all the days of my life. Shout, I'm pushing. So do not throw away this confidence. Do not throw this confidence away. The Bible says this. This confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says this, that without faith it is impossible to please God. He that comes to Him must believe that He is. So that's where the confidence lies. Our confidence is not in man. Our confidence is not in this economy. Our confidence is not what the world is saying. Our confidence is rooted in Christ, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord your God. The Bible says, I change not. You can be confident in Him today. And the Bible continues to read, and it says this in Hebrews 11 verse 6. We must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder. Write that down right now. Perhaps you feel that, you know, serving God has been so difficult. Even in this time, all my friends make fun of me. People at varsity in my workplace, where I find myself right now, I just feel like I'm pulling the weight of their opinions instead of pushing the kingdom of God. I'm so concerned about what's happening, what people are saying, what's going to happen to my family, what's going to happen, that I'm pulling these weights instead of pushing what the Lord has told me to do. But what you don't realize is this, is that God recognizes your faith. He sees from heaven and he says, Lumisa, I see you right there, my son. Well done, my son, for pushing on when things have been difficult. Yes, I see you, my child, watching and listening right now, all of you in this place. I see you struggling, but I know this for sure, that as you push on by faith, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But you see, you can get tired. You can get tired when pushing, because perhaps you're pushing and you're pulling at the same time. See, so many of us, we try to get into this match. We get into this thing with the world where we flirt with the world. We try to flirt to convert the world. So we're flirting with the world. You know, I just want this, you know, this looks really nice. It looks like, it looks like a vibe over there. So I want to just pull that along with me, but I'm pushing. So now you are hindering yourself. You're struggling along the way and you're wondering why you're not moving at the pace that you were supposed to be moving. Because when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you have divine acceleration. You cannot stay in the same place when you're pushing for Jesus instead of pulling. Shout, I'm pushing. In the comment section, I'm pushing. Says this, do not throw because it has this confidence way, because it has great reward. Verse 36, patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. Not some, all that he has promised. See, whatever the Lord has spoken to you, is it finds its yes and its amen in Christ Jesus. In other words, it's already done. Say this, it's already done. It's already done. I've already got it. But the reality is this, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So there must be evidence to your faith or else it's fake. As strong as what that is, it has to serve as a reminder to every single one of you that this is not some pie in the sky idea. I'm not pushing some pie in the sky. I'm pushing the kingdom of God. And as I push the kingdom of God, he is still a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know what diligence refers to? Pushing. Everybody say, I'm pushing. You see, perhaps you find yourself pulling instead of pushing today. And you felt condemned. You feel as though, God, can you even use me? God, is there even a plan for my life? God, what good can come from East London? What good can come from my life? I want to show you something powerfully here, powerful today. See, Adam and Eve ate the apple. Shantae alluded to this earlier. Now, she tried to blame the husband, but you know, about that. Adam and Eve ate the apple. Moses killed a man. Jonah ignored God. He ignored God. He ran away. God told him, a prophet. God spoke to this guy. God, did I really hear you? But these people, surely, it's a missed call. I didn't hear properly. Saul persecuted Christians. And Peter, catch this. What did Peter do? Peter denied Jesus. Who says you're too far gone? I said, who says you're too far gone? I see your story changing today in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands across this place and in the comment section right now, receive grace from heaven to never live in condemnation again. Another day in your life in the name of Jesus. Shout, I'm pushing. See, in Luke chapter 5, verses 4 to 7, I want to read this text to you and you don't have to go there. Just reference it quickly because it comes down to pushing. In verse 4, the Bible says this, when he had finished speaking, he told Simon, push out into deep water, and lower your nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we have worked all night. In other words, these oaks have been fishing all night. This is what they know to do. See, perhaps you feel like you know what you're doing. You've got all the experience in the world. You've been in ministry. You've even said, I've got the shirt. I've got the backup t-shirt. I've even got a different size. I've got different colors as well. You name it. I've been pushing. I've been doing this. Perhaps you feel like you've been experienced at it. Catch this. When you receive an instruction from God, it doesn't have to make sense in your mind. Faith does not need to make sense to the carnal mind. When you step out in faith, catch catch this. When God spoke to Noah, imagine being there with Noah and his friends that day. We walk past Noah every day. Ita Noah, what's up, man? What are you building? What on earth is this you are doing, man? I would have been there, man. You know, color guys make fun of you. Yo, Noah, my bro. Trevor. Yeah. People must have made fun of him. They must have mocked him. But let me tell you, your faith in God may be mocked by others. But when the rain comes, I tell you, the rain will do the talking. Because they will have to look upon you and say, surely the Lord has done it for you. I see God doing great things for every single one of you in this place. If that's you, if that sounds like you, lift up a shout of praise for Jesus. Praise God. Shout, I'm pushing. After the men had done this, so Peter, Simon says to him, he says, Master, we have tried all night and we caught nothing. But if you say, the Bible says this, another translation says, nevertheless, at thy word. Do you have a word from God? How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you don't have a word from God, you know, you have no right pushing. If you've not been in the word, you'll always be in the world and you'll be pooling. Feel like you're never good enough. You're never meeting up to the standard. God has set you high above. See, when you push out, you have the right to pull out a mighty harvest. When you push out in faith, just like Simon Peter and them that took a step of faith and said, Lord, nevertheless, at your word, nevertheless, I'm putting aside my experience, what I know, and I'm about to do what you tell me that I should do, and I obey you. Nevertheless, at your word, I'm pushing out and I'm casting the net on the other side. And they pulled out a net breaking harvest that almost sank the boats. See, I don't know where you find yourself today, whatever situation you find yourself in. And you could say, but Jade, you don't know. I don't need to know the details. I simply trust God's direction. Write that down. I don't need to know the details when I'm trusting God's direction. See, when you push out in faith, you have the right to pull in a mighty harvest because you have God's very word. Now you might say, Jade, what do you mean about this pushing? What do I keep pushing? Keep pushing the fight of faith. Keep pushing the good fight of faith. The Bible tells us to push and fight the good fight of what? Of faith. In other words, it's a good fight. It's not a boring fight. And the difference is this: we don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. Because Jesus overcame, so we overcome today, and we live in that victory. The second thing is this, that you should keep on pushing, is to push the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As simple as what this sounds, as elementary as what it sounds, Jesus' last command is still our first priority in this hour. Go ye therefore into all the world. Go ye therefore. Some of us are too busy sitting therefore. Some of us are too busy thinking therefore. We are not going. It's time to go. Bump someone next to you and say, it's time to go. Not go home now. The third thing is this, is to push back the tide of darkness. See, in this hour that we find ourselves living in this nation of South Africa and the nations of the world, there are lots of things happening. Who can agree to that? You can agree that there's so much happening in the world, and we are seeing more and more people die daily than ever before. And I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about other death things related to death. Suicide. Who of you know someone who's died from suicide? That's a wicked thing. That's a wicked devil that attempts to take lives of young people, old people. It attempts to take the life of people. But today, if you've ever suffered with a spirit of depression, even in the comment section, those of you watching, I see someone right now who was just about to commit suicide. The Lord says that He has a plan and a purpose for your life. You shall not die, you shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Even in this place, I curse the spirit of depression now in Jesus' name. I curse that thing now. Stop second guessing who God has created you to be. Become all that He has called you to be.